Welcome to Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Sharing with you our ancestors' traditional knowledge of medicinal plants, we give thanks to our ancestors and our elders for the gifts that we are given, and with many thanks and our respect to Mother Earth, who continues to enrich our lives with vital medicines, plants, food, and water that are much needed by our bodies. Today we're going to look at some fruits, maybe some fruits and vegetables, but maybe some fruits. Do you know grapefruit? I love grapefruit. A long time ago, I recognized that when I started to bruise easy, I was missing something in my vitamins or my minerals, and something was missing in my food intake. So I used to go and I'd eat grapefruits, and I'd drink grapefruit juice, and I'd eat grapefruits, and I don't know why, but, you know, all of a sudden I started to feel better and my bruising stopped, and I don't bruise very easy, so I always know if I get a bruise, I'm deficient in something. So grapefruit is kind of my idea of how I like to get healthy, and I feel like it kind of cleanses my body and opens it up and helps me feel more energized and gives me the proper balance that I need, and especially with the bruising. So let's kind of take a look at grapefruit in a little bit here and see what it actually helps. So it's a great source of vitamin C, and it helps boost our immune system and helps prevent aging. Well, there we have it, huh? So I was onto something. My inner soul kind of told me and spoke to me. Maybe that's our ancestors helping me out, trying to keep me healthy. It helps with illnesses because it helps with your immune system and helps fight diseases. And like I said, maybe, you know, what kind of diseases are those? We don't know. Influenza, malaria, and urinary tract disorders are some of them on the list that it helps with. And I know it also helps with fatigue and indigestion or diabetes. It actually even helps with weight loss. Did you ever hear that? Remember when there was a big craze about weight loss and it was the grapefruit diet? Well, the deal is you can't just live on only one grapefruit, you know, or even six grapefruits in one day. You need meat, you need dairy, you need, you know, our breads, you need everything. You need a large variety in there. You need your vegetables. We're not, bodies aren't made just to eat one certain diet, and we're not made to be thin as a rail, nor are we made to be as big as a truck, I guess, you know, where our bodies are supposed to be slender, a little bit chunky, a little bit normal, so that you feel healthy. You know, there's a lot of us that are bigger bones, smaller bones, so nobody's the same height, nobody's the same weight. Everybody has a different structure. Everybody's body and anatomy is different. We're all individuals. And so these grapefruits work great for all of us. But we have to remember that we are our own person. And so back onto the grapefruits, we had said that it helps with insomnia and diabetes. And that's how we got on there with weight loss. So constipation, that's not good. And flatulence, you know, can be uncomfortable, and grapefruit helps with that. And it's also a great powerhouse for anti-cancer. And it's really beneficial for the male's prostate and breast cancer. You know, that's also in men and women. That doesn't just only affect us women. It does go into men's breast tissue as well. And colon. Grapefruit is excellent for our colon. It's going to help with our constipation and our digestion and just help us cleanse that colon area. What about throat cancers? You know, this grapefruit just really has a lot of endearing health qualities that if we put this into our meals, you know, once a week even, just throw a little grapefruit in there. And you know what I love is I really love that my taste buds love everything. And not a lot of us like grapefruit. It's kind of quite the tartness, but I love tart and I love bitter, and so, you know, I just love those. And so grapefruit is excellent for my body, and I'm sure it would be excellent for your body as well. And grapefruit helps with acidic. Even though it's really acidic, you think that your body would become acidic, but once it's inside it, the opposite reaction starts inside the body, and it starts to help prevent other diseases and helps get control of a lot of acidic and stomach acid. And so let's think here. What else do we love grapefruit for? We love grapefruit also because it helps lower the bad cholesterol, the LDL. It helps get rid of that bad cholesterol in our body. And it's whether you're drinking natural grapefruit juice, because you don't want the grapefruit juice that has a lot of sugar and preservatives. You want to actually get real grapefruit juice, you know, and that's with all your juices. You want to make sure that they're all proper juices and not, you know, preserved and a lot of sugar in there and a lot of things that are bad for our bodies. And so just keep it all natural. And God, if you could go out and get yourself some grapefruits and put those in the blender and make your own juice, you know, that would be tasty. And you can always add a little sugar, you know, people add a little sugar to their grapefruits to kind of sweeten up the bitter. And we got fresh grapefruits are perfect for us, and we love fresh grapefruits. And so I'm sure we can get grapefruits in a can too. So our God, have you ever seen frozen grapefruits? I don't think I've ever seen frozen grapefruits. We can get those frozen strawberries, frozen blueberries. And so, and you know what else that's good for? It's good for dissolving calcium that may have formed and depositing on your joints and kind of kicks in that arthritis. So grapefruit is so beneficial. It's just unbelievable how great it is for our bodies. I can't believe it. And I knew it when I was such a young person, you know, back in college, and something would be wrong with me and I'm like, oh, eat a grapefruit. And everybody's like, oh God, why are you eating a grapefruit? Because they taste great and they make me feel better. And now we know why. It promotes and eliminates old red blood cells from the body and brings back proper levels and brings your blood levels back to normal. It has a ability to break up fatty plaque buildup in the arteries and move it completely from the body. So this would be really good for your heart. You know, this would be really good for our hearts and really good for all our arteries, because now we wonder if it's good for your arteries. What about varicose veins? Is that going to help us out with our varicose veins? I know I'm starting to get some varicose veins on it, and excuse myself, but my sister is too. And so we kind of look at different ideas for varicose veins and how we can keep that, because those get a little irritating and a little uncomfortable at times. And externally, what could we use grapefruit for? Externally, it's a natural antiseptic and can be used to help to disinfect and heal wounds and abrasions. Gosh, you know, just rub a little bit on your skin. Grapefruit seeds are also powerful medicine, and the extract is effective at killing bacteria and fungi and yeast infections and other harmful organisms. And it helps heal sore throats. You know, grapefruit helps heal sore throats and helps with food poisoning, kind of getting rid of that, and diarrhea and acne. So grapefruits are packed with just a high amount of vitamins and just a nice healing effect of everything. So go ahead and get yourself a grapefruit next time you go to the grocery store and try it out and think of all the health benefits of grapefruits. So enjoy one of those on me, and or think of me while you're eating it, I guess. Can't really enjoy one on me because I'm not standing there buying it for you, huh? So enjoy a grapefruit out there with your family and friends, and kind of try to get that into your diet. We'd like to give thank you to our supporters, the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Grant, as well as the Community Radio Service and Equipment Grant, for providing local programming. We say miigwech, safe journeys, and we'll chat with you next time on Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Giba Wabanin.